Welcome to BL Talk, where we discuss issues of importance. These are the matters of concern to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. Join us every week for a new discussion. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to BL Talk, the weekly podcast where we discuss the issues that are important to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. I'm your host, ZoomZoom4. Thank you all for tuning in.
Okay, so here's what we're talking about today. The question is, I know that nobody can dispute that boy lovers are homosexual, but are boy lovers gay? That's the question. Why or why not? Why do some people feel strongly one way and others feel so strongly the other? We'll start with you, Nicholas. What do you think? Go ahead, Nicholas.
Okay, with me?
Do you think boy lovers are gay?
No. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think that boy lovers are gay. I mean, they can be both, but I think that, to me, if you're a boy lover, you are that thing. That's your primary thing, I believe. But I mean, if you're really truly a boy lover, that in and of itself is not gay. Of course, it's a whole different thing. And I have a gay streak in me, and there are some people who say, yeah, I go for men as well, and that's fine. I don't believe though.
Okay, but I don't think you're understanding the exact question. It is boy love itself. Can it be considered gay since it's a male and a male?
No.
Okay. And why not?
I believe that it deserves. It's just because there's so much baggage. That word gay
is it the
has
word?
A connotation of it's adults.
It's the connotation. It's what makes people think of.
There's not a slang term, if you will, like gay. There's not a corresponding slang term for pedophile, for boy lover, other than boy lover, you know, that would really, it's unique. I don't know.
Okay. But you realize that it is homosexual, like, in technically, right, scientifically, you would, but the word gay, you would never apply to it because of the connotations.
Language is not mathematics. I mean, if somebody wants to call me gay for liking boys, that's fine. Okay. I don't care.
So,
if that's your thing, but language is not to be confused. It's not an exact thing. So I'm just saying that words carry meaning, but I just don't feel that meaning applies to gay, or gay applies to us.
Okay. All right. And XO, what do you think?
Well, I have a tendency to agree that in general, well, you know, here's the thing. Long time ago, the gays have disavowed us. And even though I know from long ago that gay men do like boys, now they're denying it, they're just...
You mean commonly? Many of them tend to like boys, you're saying? Under 18?
Well, it's common for any human being to be attracted to somebody more younger better looking, you know, that kind of thing.
Let me ask you this, though. Okay, go ahead.
But, in general, I do not believe that pure boy lovers are gay. You know, for example, boys are male, so a boy lover would be homosexual. But, you know, I am not gay. I don't claim that at all. Gay is an affectation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a cultural marker. It's something that is assumed. That's mm-hmm. not
Okay. So when you say that most or many gay men are actually boy lovers also, you're referring to because they like under 18, but would you agree that they like generally post puberty? They like him to have a little bit of deepness in his voice, a little bit of muscle tone, a little bit of height maybe. You know, they don't like the prepubescent ones as much. We're talking about regular gay guys. When they look at boys, we're more referring to 15 and up, 14, 15 and up.
Well,
you wouldn't say most of them look at the younger ones, right? That's not what you're saying.
Right? During the late 70s, I lived in Hollywood for a while, and in my younger days, I've had experience with gay men who have mounds of kitty porn. You know, they just love to show it. So that was before the gays disavowed us.
Yeah. Like, wasn't the gay porn like mixed up with like kitty stuff, like on the same issue? It would have like all, you know, have a, like a little boy and then like with men also, and think nothing of it, because it was all gay, considered gay generally.
Yeah. And not to get too far afield, but XO, you know, there and through the 80s, into the 80s, there were a different light bookstore. I know you're familiar with that on Sunset Boulevard. I think it was Sunset. You could go in, and into the 80s, there was a section that had like pictures with boys in it.
Yeah, but in the 70s, I wasn't there in the 80s.
It was all mixed together. Yeah, the whole thing, the whole experience was kind of shared at that point, so kind of to underscore what you're saying.
Yeah, you go into a bookstore and ask them if they have any chicken magazines and ask if boys or girls.
So the chicken was a code for, like, prepubescent, right, for the little ones.
Yeah.
Not what most gay men would typically want, would not want chicken. They would want, like, the teens, mostly, because that's still, like, old enough for them, in, like, as far as sexual maturity, but yet very young and free of physical ailments and, you know, the youthful stamina and all of that. Okay, but...
They wanted the beef, not the chicken.
Yeah.
They wanted the beef.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you for your participation. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on BL Talk are solely those of the individual participant or speaker and do not reflect the official stance of Wired PM Radio or any of its affiliates.